Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice, Lockhart Restaurant headed to Newton Center's former train station, by Jack Pryor. After nearly 4 years dark, the historic former railroad station beside the Newton Center Green Line stop at 70 Union Street is set to become a restaurant again. The new restaurant will be another Lockhart, like the Southwestern-style taco and cocktail spot of that name in Wellesley, according to Newton permit and licensing records. The 19th-century station last held a restaurant when Jamie's on Union closed in 2022. It had replaced the long-running Deluxe Station Diner in 2020 under the same ownership. The MBTA sold the building in 2012, and the building changed hands again last year. A full interior build-out has been underway since early 2024, including a demolition permit that January, a roughly $1.2 million restaurant fit-out that March, and in June 2026, a fire protection system acceptance test, which is typically one of the last steps before opening. The plans describe 86 indoor seats, a seasonal patio, and restaurant hours running as late as 1 a.m. An application for a liquor, common victualler, and entertainment license was filed in April by Union Depot LLC, doing business as Lockhart. The application lists the owners as Anthony Killo, the company's manager, Mark Hicklin, a partner in the Wellesley Lockhart, Aaron Chamberlain, Ruben Garza, and two investment firms. A company that Killo manages, 70 Union LLC, bought the station building for about $2 million in September 2025. One name associated with the project is not on that ownership list. A June 11th Newton Fire Safety filing for the building names Derek Brady, founder and owner of Lockhart in Wellesley, as the property owner and emergency contact. Brady owned the Draft Bar and Grill in Alston, which shut down in January 2026 after its liquor license was revoked. He previously worked with Killo as manager of Center Group LLC, which ran the Union Street restaurant in Newton Center's Piccadilly Square. By 2020, Brady was the sole manager of the Union Street restaurant, and it closed in 2023. As reported in the Swellesley Report, the Wellesley Select Board approved a license for the Wellesley Lockhart in 2021 after a lengthy discussion of concerns about violations of overcrowding and serving underage patrons in other bars associated with Brady. At that hearing, neighbors vouched for Brady's commitment to the community, and Brady characterized the proposed Wellesley Lockhart as very different from the other bars that had issues. On June 16th, the Board of License Commissioners voted 3-0 to approve the license, contingent on the applicants filing several outstanding items: a current TIPS alcohol server certification, proof of insurance, workers' compensation information, and a certificate of occupancy. The restaurant still needs approval from the State Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission. The applicant's attorney told the board they expect to open within weeks of that approval. At the hearing, attorney Carolyn Conway described Lockhart as a family-oriented American bistro with a Southwestern flair and an affordable menu, modeled on the Wellesley restaurant. She said the kitchen would serve until at least 10 p.m. each night, and that the 1 a.m. closing was mainly to accommodate occasions like World Cup or late West Coast baseball games. Mark Hicklin, the proposed manager of record and a 50% owner of the Wellesley Lockhart, told the board he had run that restaurant for 4 years with no violations. The applicants agreed to close the patio by 10 p.m. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.